Hey, greetings, this is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. And I want to talk to you today. I hope you're having a great day. I want to talk to you about an interesting story. The Good Samaritan, or blind believers. The Good Samaritan, or blind believers. You know, Brother Jim knows what it's like to feel like a lowly person in the culture, someone that someone looks down to. And my experience often backs it up. Let me talk about it, all right? I just had an experience today that reminded me, in a way, roughly, of the account of the Good Samaritan. Let me share this with you. I think it'll bless you. So we had some time before we had a ministry call, and I stopped to check on some new tire prices that we're going to need for the old gospel van. And when I walked in, couldn't miss it, I saw a young male customer working on a big computer, and he was working on a church program. I could see he was right there by the desk, and he had crosses, and it had times of services. And he looked at me. He looked me up and down. Me, the plain old tunic-dressed street preacher. And this guy was dressed up to the hilt, as they say. And he quickly ignored me. So I went up to the counter, and I got my quote from the parts man, the tire man, and I thanked him, and I went to give them both a gospel card. Now the counter man right away said, "Oh no, I'm good. I got salvation." We hear that all the time. It's like Jesus is a get out of hell card in your back pocket. And he tried to hand it back to me, and I was backing up already, and I handed one to the young ministry man, and he heard all this going on. And he looked up at me like in disdain, looked down right away, didn't say a word, went back to his religious presentation he was working on. And I said, "Test yourselves to the word of God in Jesus' name to make sure that you're not deceived by false man-made religion and you're walking in the truth." They both turned around and ignored me like I had COVID. And I walked out and said, "Thank you very much." They didn't really want to see me that day. And let's just say this. They went to the other side of the street. So let's go to the account of the Good Samaritan. Luke 10, 30 through 37. And Jesus answered and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves that stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed on the other side. And likewise a Levite. And when he was at the place, he came and looked on him, and he passed on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. He went to him, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, sent him on his own beast, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will pay thee.' Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves?" And he said, that showed mercy unto him. And then Jesus said unto him, "Go and do likewise." I really like that account. Now, notice the two men. Let me tie my story together. Notice the two men who passed by. They were both religious. You got yourself a priest and you got yourself a Levite. They're Jews. They have faith in God. They're believers in God, and they passed this man by. They were blinded. They did not want to see. They passed on the other side of the street. So who stopped to help him? A lowly Samaritan. Do you know about the Samaritans? They were considered the low of the low in the culture. The Jews didn't even talk to them. That's why Jesus picked this man, to show that you could be high, lifted up, mighty, a priest, thinking you're righteous, thinking you're a Jew believing in God. But if you don't look and you don't love and you don't see a neighbor in need, who's the more compassionate, godly, loving person? It was this lowly Samaritan. Interesting, huh? Now back to my account today. Let me tie it together. No, I wasn't in any need physically that they knew of, but two religious guys missed a chance to see me, a brother who loves them and loves God's word, even as they both claim Christ. American false Christianity, false Jesus, but they claim Christ. How did they not know I could have been hurting inside, depressed, in anguish, lonely, even suicidal to the point of dying? How did they not know that that was my plight? They could have been my last chance to find life, hope, truth, redemption in Christ. I could have been a cult member, deceived by false teachers. What did they do? They went to the other side of the road to not have anything to do with me, a lowly man, plain old, simple dressed, biblically trying to follow Christ in all my ways. They went to the other side of the road. Now, oftentimes I'll walk out in the street and I'll give gospel cards, and I'll have a tattooed biker or a dirty homeless man. And when I give them a gospel card, they look me in the eye, they talk to me, we have a bit of a relationship. I give them the gospel and show them love. They thank me. Oftentimes I get a hug and a handshake, and we go on our way. Here's the point. People, don't get so caught up in your religious life. I don't care if it's a man-made belief system. It could be your own biblical life, that you miss the greatest thing God calls us to do. That is to be loving. And what do? We love on others. Is it not the proof that we love God most of all, the great command? Love God with all that you are. Love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22, right? So, like the sower parable, think about this. Don't be blind and in the weeds. You're swept away by the cares of the world, even good and godly cares, so many of them. You're choked out by false things, sinful attentions. People of the world do that. Even a busy biblical life, you end up with the wrong focus, caught up in the weeds, not seeing the truth, not doing the very base things that God has called us to do. Look at that young man working on a religious presentation that's based supposedly on Christ and love and truth, and he overlooked a man standing right there, treated me like I was nothing. I love him. I hope he repents. So here's the point of this teaching. I'm going to take this to heart too. Clear out your life, clear out your daily habits, clear out your schedule, so that no matter what you're doing, working, driving, walking, shopping, taking care of your children, that you can be about being a good Samaritan. Even more important than a good Samaritan, like helping someone that's really in need, look to be a good, loving Christian example to everyone around you as you walk your faith road. Think about that. We never know who is the beat up neighbor, bleeding, hurting, dying on the inside, do we? We don't. We don't know that. Be a good Sam. Be a good Samaritan. All right? In all your ways. Be a light. Let the light of Christ shine through you. Be ready to shine it into people's lives around you. Take time. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be thinking about the next thing when you're missing this most important thing. Amen? Be a light, shine in people's lives, lead with the gospel, preach Christ crucified. Folks, use this little example here that I've given you today. Don't be a blind believer going on the other side of the road. Be a good Samaritan. Shine the light of Jesus Christ every chance you get. That small little thing you do, a kind word, giving a gospel card, always give the gospel, a good impression, hope. It can show the love of God, it glorifies God, it lifts up Christ, and it can give people hope. Be that good Samaritan, be that good believer in Christ. Don't be blinded by the cares, activity, busyness of this life. Amen? Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope that encourages you. Take stock of your life. I am. I want to make sure that I'm never missing somebody that needs either inside need or a physical need. I want to make sure that I'm shining the light, that I may glorify God. Let us know how we can help you in that. We are cruising down the gospel road, headed north, loving God, loving our neighbor, preaching Christ crucified, and we can't do it without him. He gets all the glory. Hey, till next time, go to don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog, trying to pour out for the saints every day. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. May God be praised.